Does anybody know what today is?
Father's Day.
Today is Father's Day, exactly. So I'm going to speak on our loving Heavenly Father. Our loving Heavenly Father. And it's being celebrated here, Father's Day in America and some other countries of the world. And, you know, only you today sitting here know how your relationship was with your earthly dad. And only you know it, you and your dad. And perhaps your dad wasn't the best of dads. Maybe he abandoned you as a child. Maybe you were 2 years old or three or five or 10 or 15, and maybe your dad just left you, your mom, and your family. Only you know how it felt. And maybe he verbally abused you. Maybe he emotionally abused you and talked down on you. And maybe he said that you were an accident going somewhere to happen. Maybe he said that you were a mistake. And we know that that was inspired by the devil, who is a liar and the father of lies. Amen?
Amen?
You're not an accident. You're not a mistake going somewhere to happen. Maybe your dad just did not provide for you like a dad should provide. And maybe some of you are suffering today. Maybe some of you are going through a hard time this Father's Day, thinking back to when you were a child, thinking back to when you were younger, concerning your relationship with your earthly dad. If nothing else from today, remember this, friends. If nothing else from today, remember this. Never superimpose on your Heavenly Father any feelings you may have had for your earthly father, if your earthly father was not the best of dads. Let me say it again. Never superimpose on your Heavenly Father any negative feelings you may have had for your earthly father. In other words, don't form opinions of God based on how your earthly father treated you and thought about you. Let me say it again. Don't form any opinions about your Heavenly Father based on how your earthly father treated you and thought about you. Maybe, as I said, maybe your dad abandoned you. But God's Word says that He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Maybe your earthly dad talked down on you and verbally abused you, cussed you out. Guess what? God's words for you are full of love, and you can read those words in the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. So many ways where God is, in every way, I shouldn't say so many ways, in every way, God is so far above any earthly dad. What does it say in Matthew 5:48 in the Sermon on the Mount? Jesus said this. If you got a Bible, you can turn there. If not, I'll read it to you. Matthew 5, verse 48. He says, "Be perfect, therefore, as your Heavenly Father is perfect." We're to strive to be holy like God is holy. God is perfect. There is no flaw in the Heavenly Father. He is sinless. His love is perfect. His mercies toward you are everlasting, and never forget it on this Father's Day. Remember on Father's Day that the Heavenly Father loves you so very much. This shouldn't be a day of sorrow for any of you here. It should be a day of celebration, because your Heavenly Father, your Heavenly Dad, loves you so much. He's got a wonderful plan, purpose, destiny, and end for each and every single one of your lives. Now, let me make a side note here today. If the relationship with your earthly dad was not the best, and you've got bad feelings towards him today, you've got to learn to walk in an attitude of forgiveness. And the Word of God, the Bible, is full of forgiveness, right? Toward our offenders. Maybe your dad insulted you and offended you deeply. Maybe you've got a father wound on the inside today. I'm here to encourage you, friend. Walk in forgiveness toward your dad. Do not let any root of bitterness spring up from on the inside of you. Amen? You know, it may get tough sometimes. You might be like, man, I just can't seem in my own strength to forgive my dad. When you get weak, God's strength will be made evident in your life. God will give you His divine, supernatural empowerment to forgive your dad. Is that good news? So let's walk in forgiveness. Starting today, when you get weak, say, God, I can't do this. Give me your strength to forgive my dad. Now, as I said a moment ago, maybe your earthly dad abandoned you. And I've heard of so many stories. One of them comes to mind about a church here in Tulsa where one of the staff pastors years ago shared a story of how he was about 10 or 11 years old. He had siblings, and one day his dad just picked up got in his truck and just drove off. Left his mom, his siblings, and him. And for the next 30 years plus, he did not see his dad. Just lost contact totally with him. And maybe that's you sitting here today. But what does the Word of God say in Hebrews 13, verse 5? If you got a Bible, you can turn there. If not, I'll read it to you. Hebrews 13, verse 5. It says this. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. If your earthly dad forsook you and your family, remember this, your heavenly dad will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He wants to be with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by His Holy Spirit. But it starts with this, accepting His Son as Savior, Jesus Christ, accepting Him as Savior and Lord. Amen? Amen. God wants to be with you. He wants to talk with you like you talk to your best friend. How many here have a best friend? God wants to talk to you. He wants you to talk to Him like you talk and communicate with that best friend. Amen? Number two, maybe your dad verbally abused you, friends. We talked about this just a minute ago, but guess what? God's words toward you are full of love, concern, and compassion. God will never verbally abuse you. If you read the Bible, read in Genesis, start in the New Testament, read in Matthew, read God's words about you. They're full of encouragement. They're full of goodness. Now, God is the author of good. You may have heard in the past that maybe whatever bad happened to you in your life was as a result of God's punishment in your life. That's not true. Yes, God does discipline us, but whatever negative may have happened in your life is not a result of God. God doesn't put sickness on us. You know, God doesn't take from us financially. Amen? It's the devil who comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Now, Matthew 7. I'll read this scripture to you. 7:11. Remember, 7:11. And it says this, we'll back up to verse 9. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, or having the sin nature, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him? He's saying to the earthly fathers, if you then being evil, having the sin nature, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more so will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask Him? God is the giver of good things. God is the author of good. Any good thing that has happened in your life today, we had testimonies about 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago. Every good thing that happened to the people in this place today came ultimately from the hand of God. God is good all the time. I said it. And all the time, say it with me. God is good. He is the author of good. He's got something good in store for your life. Amen? Remember this. If your dad ever told you that you were a mistake or an accident, that was not from God. That was from the devil. What does God say instead? God says this, my child, you are the apple of my eye. You are the most precious possession to me. What is the most valuable rock, stone in this world?
Diamond.
It's a diamond. And guess what, friends? Guess what you are to God? You are a diamond in the sight of God. You can turn to Psalm 17:8 if you ever want to meditate on it. And it says, keep me as the apple, God, of your eye. You are the apple of God's eye. You are a diamond in the eyes of God. You are worth more. In other words, actually, you are worth more than all the diamonds and the gold in this world combined to God. If it were only you on this earth, He would have given His only Son, Jesus Christ, to pay for your sins. That's good news, isn't it? So if anybody, your dad told you that you were a mistake or an accident, God says, no, I'm much greater than that. You're the apple of my eye. Don't listen to what he said and meditate on it. Speak it over yourself. Continuously, when you wake up in the morning and you look at yourself in the mirror, say, you know what? I am the apple of God's eye. I am valuable to God. I am a diamond and more than a diamond to God. Speak it to yourself day after day after day. Would you speak over yourself? You'll start what? You'll start believing about yourself. God has got a plan. He's got a purpose. He's got a destiny for my life. I'm not here by accident. I am here with a God-given divine purpose. Speak those words from the Word of God over your life. Wash your mind with God's Word. Amen? Now, maybe your dad on this earth did not provide for you the things that you needed. Clothing, shelter, the food. But guess what? Who is God considered? God is not considered. One of his names is. He's not considered. He is Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides for us. God wants to provide for your every single need. Maybe your earthly dad did not provide for your needs. Guess what? Your heavenly dad wants to, and he will. He is able. God cares about the big things in your life. Anybody here have any big concerns, any big cares in your life today? Any big concerns? I know that I do. Maybe you do. Maybe it's for a job. Maybe it's for education. I don't know what the big thing in your life. Maybe it's for reconciliation. Maybe it's for emotional healing deep down on the inside of you. You know what? God knows about it. He cares about the big things that concern your life. I'll read you a little email that I received a number of years ago. And think about this. It's called Caller ID. You may have heard this before, but it's awesome the way God works. Isn't it amazing how God works in our lives? On a Saturday night several weeks ago, this pastor was working late and decided to call his wife before he left for home. It was about 10 p.m., but his wife didn't answer the phone. The pastor let the phone ring many times. He thought it was odd that she didn't answer, but decided to wrap up a few things and try again in a few minutes. When he tried again, she answered right away. He asked her why she hadn't answered before, and she said that it had not rung in their house. They brushed it off as a fluke and went on their merry ways. The following Monday, the pastor received a call at the church office, which was the phone that he had used the Saturday night before. The man that he spoke with wanted to know why he had called on Saturday night. The pastor couldn't figure out what the man was talking about. The man said, "It rang and rang, but I did not answer." The pastor remembered the mishap and apologized for disturbing him, explaining that he had intended to call his wife. Now listen closely. The man said, "That's okay, let me tell you my story. You see, I was planning to commit suicide on Saturday night, but before I did, I prayed. God, if you're there and you don't want me to do this, give me a sign now." At that point, my phone started to ring. I looked at the caller ID and it said, "Almighty God." I was afraid to answer. Now listen to this. The reason why it showed on the man's caller ID that the call came from Almighty God is because the church that the pastor attends is called Almighty God Tabernacle. Isn't that amazing? Now this man, in this story, was facing a big issue in his life. Wouldn't you agree? He was depressed, he was down, he was in the pits. He was about to take his very life by suicide. And you know what? It was a big thing in his life. It's huge. If anybody's going to take their life by suicide, that is huge. And God knew about it. And he said, "God, if you don't want me to do this now, give me a sign." And the phone rings. Almighty God. What was God telling this man? What was he telling him?
Not to commit suicide.
God was telling him, "I'm thinking about you. I know what you're going through. You're on my mind 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Don't do it. I've got a plan, a destiny, a purpose for your life." And maybe you're there today, friend, in your emotions. Maybe you're downtrodden. Maybe you're depressed. Maybe you're in the pits, in the cave of depression, and you just don't have the joy of the Lord in your life. You just can't seem to climb out of this cave that you're in, this pit that you're in today. It's a big thing in your life, and maybe you've thought about taking your life. But we rebuke that thought in the name of Jesus, because that thought does not come from God. It comes from the devil. And guess what? If those thoughts are going through your mind, you're down in the pits, you're thinking about taking your life, God knows about it. God's thinking about you, and God is going to make a way where there seems to be no way in your life. Amen? Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides for us, he's thinking about you. The big thing that is going on in your life, God knows about. Maybe it's about a broken relationship in your life with a loved one, a family member, a child, a spouse. And it's bothering you. It's a big issue in your life. You think about it day in and day out, day in and day out. Guess what? God knows about it. He's thinking about it. He's going to make a way where there seems to be no way in your life. He is going to bring reconciliation in that broken relationship starting today. He is the miracle working God. Amen? What does the word say about Jesus Christ? It says that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ is the exact representation of Father God. What does that say about God? It says that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Jesus who performed miracles on this earth 2,000 years ago wants to do one in your life today. He's thinking about you, friend. The big thing that bothers you, he knows about it. He'll fix it. He'll do a supernatural miracle. Amen? Amen. And he also cares about the little things that concern your life. The little things. What little thing is concerning your life today? What is it? Is it maybe where you're going to get the next fare for the bus? $2? Maybe it's where you're going to get your next cup of coffee from? Your next dinner? Your next lunch? God knows about it. He's thinking about it. God knows about the little things that concern you. What does the Word of God say in Matthew chapter 10, verse 30? Matthew 10, verse 30. It says this. Jesus speaking. He says, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Could you imagine? God knows how many hairs you have on your head. And for the men, how many hairs you have on your beard, whiskers, on your mustaches. God knows everything about you, about your life. If he knows how many hairs you have on your head, you better believe that he knows about the little thing that is concerning your life right now. It doesn't matter how small it is. Amen? Amen. Say it with me today. God is concerned about the little things that concern me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And friends, God is going to do a miracle in your life. He's going to show you that he's thinking about the little thing that is concerning you. Now, a couple of years ago, it was at one of these meetings here on the third Sunday at the Day Center where we were having a testimony time, and we had brought Bibles in like we did today. And this lady here at this corner was giving a testimony. She said, you know what, I was just praying to God yesterday. It was a small thing. I was just thinking yesterday, man, I wish I had a Bible. And she said, praise God, here you are today with Bibles, and I got my Bible. God was thinking about me. It may seem like a small thing, but God knows what it is, and he is going to provide for you in that area. Amen? God is good all the time. Amen. All right. And finally, God forgives you. Maybe you did something to offend your dad and upset your dad. Maybe you backstabbed him. Maybe you hit him. I don't know what it is that you might have done to your dad. And maybe your dad is holding it against you. He's holding a record against you today. Your earthly dad, I'm talking about. But guess what? Not our Father God. He is a forgiving God. Now, to close it off, we're going to go to Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. How many here know about the prodigal son? Anybody? Prodigal, the irresponsible son. Luke chapter 15. Listen to what this son did to his earthly father. Luke chapter 15, verse 11. Jesus continued, there was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, verse 13, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. Verse 17, when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired men have food to spare, and here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men. So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to the father, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father, here's the forgiveness. The father said to his servants, quick, bring the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For the son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. That's good news, isn't it? Now, who is this father in Luke chapter 15 representative of? This father is representative of whom? The heavenly father. Now, this son really insulted his earthly dad. Would you agree?
Yes.
What did he say to him? He said, Dad, I wish you as good as dead. Just give me my inheritance before you even die. What a great insult, wouldn't you say? Mm-hmm. And maybe you've insulted your earthly dad here on this earth. We've all insulted the heavenly father. So he insulted, in Luke chapter 15, his earthly dad. Amen? He ended up eating with the pigs. But in verse 17, the son, this prodigal son, came to his senses. And what did he do? There was a change of heart on the inside. He decided to do what? With his earthly dad. He decided to do what? To repent to his earthly dad. What did he say in verse 18? Here's the repentance. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men. In other words, he was saying to his dad, Dad, I have had a change of mind. That's where repentance is. It's changing your mind from going your way to going God's way. Amen? So he repented to his dad, and his dad was excited to see him. It's almost as if his dad didn't remember the insult that the son brought upon him. What did he say? He said, bring the best robe, bring a ring, bring the fattened calf. Let's have a feast and celebrate. The son of mine is dead and he is alive again. This is perfect love. A love that does not remember past sins.
Amen.
God's love, his mercies are endless. They are everlasting. Friends, and I'm here to tell you today, you may have sinned big time in your life. You may have cussed God out. You may have turned your back to God at one point in the past. Being involved in all kinds of sin, and maybe you're self-condemned today. Condemnation doesn't come from God. It comes from the devil. What is God looking for in you and in me, like the son in Luke 15? He's looking for one thing. Just one thing. He's looking for what kind of heart? He's looking for a repentant heart that says, God, I have been wrong. God, I have done you wrong. God, I am sorry. I changed my mind, God, from doing the things I've done to now doing your thing, righteous things, holy things. I'm sorry, God. That's all God is looking for. And once you do that, guess what? All of your sins are thrown into the sea of forgetfulness. God no longer remembers. He completely forgives you. So here's the good news. You may have messed up big time. You may have cussed God out. You may have sinned all kinds of terrible sins. And maybe you're condemned today. Be condemned no longer. God is looking for one thing. He's looking for repentance. For you to say, God, I make your son, Jesus Christ, my Savior and my Lord. And at the point that you make Jesus Christ your Savior and your Lord, all the sin, now listen, all the sin you committed up until the point that you accept Jesus is forgiven by God and forgotten by God. Isn't that awesome? God loves us with a perfect love because He is God and God alone. When you accept the Son, Jesus Christ, as Savior and Lord, you become a brand new creation. You become a brand new slate. The old is gone, and the new has come. When God looks at you, He doesn't see your sinful past. Who does He see? He sees His perfect Son, Jesus Christ, the spotless Lamb of God. Amen? There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen? God loves you so very much. He is perfect. He is so far, 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 far above our earthly fathers. Just meditate on that. He's got wonderful words of encouragement for you. He's got a plan for your life. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And He does not see your sinful past in Christ Jesus. He sees you as a brand new slate. Somebody with potential, purpose, a destiny. Amen? Our loving Heavenly Father, He loves you so very much.